Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. He has called us to rejoice and to be glad in it. And we are praising God that we are now in the month of August. Hallelujah. Welcome to Prophetic Prayer Call. I am Apostle Dawn Burrell. And just thank you for being with us on this morning and those that will listen to the playback. Just really excited about how the Lord just continues to confirm his word for us that during this month, we are just expecting, we are in great expectation of all that the Lord is going to do for us, all that he continues to do, how he continues to show up mighty on our behalf, and how he just continues to declare his word over his people. Just really blessed and honored by that. He kept speaking to us in reference to anticipation, in reference to the anointing of God being released over us, understanding, confirming our assignment, him releasing, the Lord God releasing assurance, authority, and abundance. Praise God. But we have a special guest with us on today, Elder Kevin Wilkins. Praise God. Elder Wilkins is a native Washingtonian. He accepted the call of God in 1992. He began his ministry at the Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church of Washington, D.C., under the awesome leadership of Bishop Alfred and Co-Pastor Susie Owens. There, he served in ministry as a deacon, serving as a trainer of the Deacon's Training Program, the Vice President of the Voices of Calvary, Praise and Worship Leader of the Judah Praise Team. In 1999, Elder Wilkins graduated from the Calvary Bible Institute. In 2001, Elder Wilkins became an ordained minister and an ordained elder in 2008 of the Mount Calvary Holy Churches of America. Elder Kevin is also an apostle prophet in training through Kingdom Institute Training Center Prophetic Ministry Course, and recently joined KITC as an advisory board member. He also serves at another local congregation, and we know that the Lord uses him mightily. Apostle, prophet in training, Kevin Wilkins, has three wonderful children, Kenny, Kevin Jr., and Kelly. And I'm just so honored to be in this season and journey with my brother. He is a great man of God, and we do bless the Lord for him. I'm going to pray to open us up, and then I'm going to turn it over to Apostle Prophet Kevin Wilkins on this morning. Hallelujah. And so, Heavenly Father, I do come to you right now in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Father, I bless you and praise you and honor you and magnify you and lift you up, Lord, for truly you are great and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name, mighty God, hallelujah, is above all names, is above anything that's named in heaven, in earth, and even beneath the earth. Your name, O God, carries such great power and authority. We thank you, Father, that even as we continue through this day and even this morning, as we are collectively releasing a prophetic word and prophetic intercession, that we're linking up with heaven. We are linking up with those who you have assigned during this season and this time to declare what thus saith the Lord. And so, Father, thank you for your presence, for your power, for your peace, for your provisions. Thank you, Father God, for all that you continue to release to us, O Lord. So thank you, Father, for giving us ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive all that your servant is going to release on today. My God, have your way, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for how you continue to sound forth that clarion call that we would arise and shine. Thank you for releasing your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. God bless you. Apostle, prophet in training, Kevin Wilkins, good morning to you.
Good morning, Apostle Don. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I choose to rejoice and be glad in it because it really could be another way. So I am grateful and thankful to be here. I'm also grateful and thankful for this opportunity. I want to thank Apostle Dawn for all that she sows and gives to the kingdom of God and how she just continues to give her all and her best. So I pray for you, Apostle Dawn. I pray that the Lord strengthens you, he keeps you, and he gives back to you double of all that you give out to us. So God bless you on this morning. God bless everyone on this morning. I won't belabor the hour. I'm going to get right into it. I want to go straight to Mark chapter number 16, verses 15 through 18, and I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. Mark 16, verses 15 through 18, and it reads, "And then he told them, 'Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety. And if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed.'" In Jesus' name, God bless the word, is already blessed. So when the Lord gave me this scripture, I said, okay, Lord, I said, this just blessed me. I said, but what would you have me to tell the people this morning? He said, tell them that it is time. And okay, it's time. Time is time. I will. I said, it's time for. He said, tell them it's time for miracles, signs, and wonders. I said, all right. So I began to research the Bible as it pertains to miracles, signs, and wonders, and also the awesome teachings that we've been having in our Kingdom Institute Training Center on miracles, signs, and wonders. And I found that the Bible presents miracles, signs, and wonders as divine acts that validate the message of the gospel. It demonstrates God's power and authenticates Jesus and his apostles and prophets. These supernatural events often accompany the preaching of the word, serving to reveal God's kingdom and compassion while warning against deception by false signs. Now, I studied this and it blessed me, but as I was praying and preparing, God started speaking to me, and he said that he wants us to understand that he is moving, or better yet, shifting his kingdom into a season where miracles, signs, and wonders will become unending, and the Holy Spirit will be the common denominator in everything we do. He said, I want you to tell them that I am shifting my kingdom into a season where miracles, signs, and wonders become unending, every day happening, and the Holy Spirit will be your common denominator in everything you do. It will be endless. They will happen all the time when we preach, pray, intercede, or even send encouragement. God said, as long as the Holy Spirit is your common denominator, it will produce miracles, signs and wonders. We're moving into a season where God says no more church as normal. He's tired of the facade. He's sick of the rituals and routines of church as normal. We have been taught when to move, how to move, what to say, and when to say it. But I've come to inform you on this morning that the structure of God's kingdom is changing. Or better yet, it is, the better word is to say, it is advancing. God is now commanding us to move or to operate as he has. Yes, he is commanding us to move as he has moved or operate as he has operated. Everything we do should model the life of Jesus. Jesus' assignment on earth was to preach the good news, heal the sick, and then dying on the cross to save humanity. His earthly ministry fulfilled scriptural prophecies through acts of divine love, redemption, and sacrifice. Now, I'm not saying that we are Jesus, but there should be a resemblance of Jesus through what we do. Preach to the lost, heal the sick, and then die from ourselves daily. Miracles, signs, and wonders. God said, now is the time. He said, do it in my name, or don't do it at all. Because whatever we do in the name of Jesus, Jesus is obligated to keep his part of the promise. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yes and in him, amen. That means every single promise God made in the Bible comes true and is completely fulfilled through Jesus Christ. In other words, God cannot lie. He can't lie. He can't fail. He fails to fail. Now, I'm not a quartet fan or a fan of quartet music. My son and daughter loves it. But for me, it's just not something that I listen to. Give me worship and I'm good. I love worship music. But there is a recording artist by the name of Lisa Knowles Smith. And she recorded a song entitled Promises. And it starts off, promises of God are yes, promises of God are amen. Now, like I said, I'm not a fan of quartet music, but something about this song, I couldn't understand it, but whenever I listen to it, it takes me straight to ministry mode. I'm just geared up, I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go. And the Lord said that's because the song is based on the truth. She's singing my word, and the anointing falls on truth. So whatever we do, God said in him, his promises are yes and they are amen. He cannot fail. He is obligated to fulfill his promise through whatever we do in his name. God said miracles, signs, and wonders. Yes, miracles, signs, and wonders. It's divine acts that validate God's message of the gospel. It demonstrates God's power. And lastly, it authenticates Jesus and his apostles and prophets. So let's break that down a little. It's miracles, signs, and wonders. First, divine acts. Miracles are supernatural acts of God designed to show his power, prove his messengers come from him, and point people to faith in Jesus. That's miracles. Now, signs and wonders act as proof that the apostle or prophet spoke for Jesus. However, all three must be connected to God's word and performed in the name of Jesus. Hebrews 2 and 4 says, God testifies to the prophets and apostles' message by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, and wonders. While I was preparing this message, the Lord said, tell the people, it is time for the common denominator to consume the earth. It's time for the Pentecost experience every day. Yeah, we are excited for the 50 days after Resurrection Sunday. We come together in our white and our red, and we dance and we shout and we give God praise. We speak in tongues. All that is good and necessary for honoring God, for sending his Holy Spirit. And I love it, and I look forward to it each year. But the Lord said we are entering a season where every day is Pentecost. What am I saying? We will not have to wait until Sunday or special healing services. We will not have to wait for revivals or Pentecost Sunday to experience an unusual move or an unusual encounter. Pentecost is going to take place in our homes. It's going to take place in our communities. Pentecost is going to show up on our jobs. It's going to show up in grocery stores. Pentecost is going to happen in hospitals. Pentecost will happen while you're sitting in traffic. Pentecost is going to come in the court buildings. As a matter of fact, Pentecost, wherever I show up, Pentecost is coming with me. Miracles, signs, and wonders. It's divine acts. That's what it is. And as long as we do it in the name of Jesus, God said it shall happen whenever we decide to do ministry. Miracles, signs, and wonders. I heard the Lord clearly when he said it. He said every day should be a Pentecost experience. Whatever we do in his name should follow. Miracles, signs, and wonders should follow. Divine acts. And then the next thing it said is it demonstrates God's power. In other words, we are to let the world know that God is all-powerful, that there is absolutely nothing too hard for him to handle. We must show the world Psalm 110 and 1, that God has the power to make their enemies their footstools. He has the power to overcome fear, disease, poverty, anxiety. That's why a lot of us, or most of us, did not become a product of our environment. Yes, I grew up in the hood, D.C. I grew up in the area of D.C. Now, it was the hood, but during those times, it was a community. It was a community. But we didn't have much growing up. I came from a single parent home, and my mother raised five kids the best she could on her own. We didn't have the best. I clearly remember my mother giving me, I was the next to the last. I wasn't the oldest, but because of what was on my life, I saw how she chose me to do certain things for that family at a very young age. I remember this particularly. She gave me a food stamp book, and it had five $1 bills in it. And she said, go up to the local grocery store and get dinner. That was my task. I was about 12 or 13 years old. And I never forget, I went and got, I can tell you the exact meal that I got from that, and for $5, and it fed all six of us. Because God, when God has his hand on your life, There is absolutely nothing he won't do for us. I clearly remember. But when the power of the Holy Ghost, that instance or that situation at that moment in my environment, that's where I was. That was where I, at that moment, I had to make the best of that environment. But when the power of the Holy Ghost is on your life, you do not have to become a product of your environment. I thank God for what he has done in my life, in my siblings' life, how he brought my mother through all of that. God's power preserved me, and it got me through it. I did not have to stay there, although I was there. It taught me a lesson. It taught me a lesson. Why? Because he chose to use me and show me his miraculous power. And that's what God is saying now. God has been preserving us in it, in our situations, and he's helping us get through those situations. Why? Because he chose us to show others his miraculous power. Now, we cannot show God's miraculous power if he has not proven it to us first. That's what he does. He shows us. He gives us his divine acts. That's what he does. And then after his divine acts, he demonstrates his power, the power of the Holy Ghost. And I asked God, I said, Lord, you know, I don't understand why I remember that so clearly, what I went through, you know, and the meal that I purchased and all of that with $5. Now you couldn't even get one of those items with $5. But the Lord said, when my hand is on your life, I have to show you who I am at an early age. I have to set you apart at an early age, because there are things that God wanted me to see and know so that I would know when it was time why I had to go through those. He said, now I'm going to authenticate you. He said, I'm going to set you apart. He said, he qualifies us. We were on a call Saturday morning, and the apostle, the prophet in training that spoke said it so clearly. They said, God does not call qualified. He qualifies those that he calls. And that is so true. God sets us apart, and then he qualifies us to do what he's called us to do. Do you know that you, on this call, you are very unique? You are made in God's image. You are uniquely chosen by God to perform miracles, signs, and wonders. And not only will you perform them, oh, I hear you, Holy Ghost, wow. God said not only will we perform the miracles, signs, and wonders, he said, but we will be the miracle. We will be the sign. We will be the wonders. People are going to look at us and see it before we perform it, because of what we have been through and what the Lord has done in our lives. All it will take for some people is to see us. All it will take is for our presence, our very presence, to enter the room, and then miracles, signs, and wonders will take place. You will be the miracle. You will be the sign. You will be the wonder to save, to set free, and deliver. The time is now. God said miracles, signs, and wonders are what's going to happen in the kingdom. And we need to make sure that whatever we do for God, miracles, signs, and wonders is the finishing product, as long as the common denominator is in control. The Holy Spirit told me this morning, he said, I want you to tell them that they have the same power that I had when I walked the earth. He said, I sent them the Holy Ghost so that they know that they have the power to do. The Holy Ghost power. In John chapter 2, Jesus changed water to wine. In John chapter 4, he healed the royal official's son. And then in John chapter 5, he healed the paralyzed man at the pool of Bethesda. In chapter 6, he fed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves. In that same chapter later on, he walked on water. And then in chapter 9, he healed the man that was blind. He was born blind. John chapter 11, he raised Lazarus from the dead. But in Acts chapter 2, Jesus sent his Spirit so that we could accomplish those same miracles. Your past can't stop it. Fear and doubt don't matter. The resistance that your haters try to use against you won't work. Listen, your age doesn't even matter. How do I know? Because Joel 2 says, I will restore unto you the years the locusts have eaten. God said, it does not matter what you've been through. He said, I don't care how many baby mamas you have. I don't care how many baby daddies you have. I don't care what your finances say. I don't care the lack or whatever you're dealing with. When I call you, guess what? You're called to do it. You have the power to do it. I don't know who this is. Oh, my Lord. I don't know who this is for, but I hear the Lord saying to tell somebody on this call that your struggle has ended and your promised miracles are about to manifest. My God, he said, it is time for miracles, signs, and wonders. Listen, I speak death to your struggle, and I speak life to your miracles. Whatever you do, hear me, whatever you do from this point forward, God said, my power will give you what you need to accomplish what I called you to do. My super on your natural is all that it will take. Do it in my name or don't do it at all. Now is the appointed time for you to perform that which I have called you to do. You have been hidden for a time called now. It's time for miracles, signs, and wonders. My brothers and my sisters, as I close, I want you to understand that this is a season where God wants us to move and operate in the Holy Spirit, and for no other reason but to enhance his kingdom, to save the lost, to redeem those that have strayed away. God said, I am calling you to work miracles, signs, and wonders now. It is to happen now. Every encounter, every service, I don't care what it is, I don't care how many people are there, God says, I want you to operate in my name and produce miracles, signs, and wonders. There is nothing too hard for God. And with the Holy Spirit, there is nothing that we cannot accomplish in his name. Miracles, signs, and wonders. I remember clearly when I was going to work, and when I got in my car, I went to stop at a stop sign, and the brakes just started making all this noise, like there were no brakes. My car was barely stopped. And I couldn't understand what was going on, but I had to take, I didn't have a, I want to explain to you the power of the Holy Ghost. I didn't have a dime in my pocket, and we were raising 3 children, and I said, Lord, what are you doing? I said, you know, I don't have money for this. You know, I'm trying, you know. And so I had to take the car to, I took it to Pep Boys to be fixed. And I said, Lord, I don't have the money for this. I said, I didn't prepare for this. I said, we just got the brakes fixed about a month ago. I said, and I can't believe this. I said, but nonetheless, I had to get the brakes fixed. So at the place where the brakes were fixed, they said, give us about 30 to 45 minutes and we'll get back with you. So there was a McDonald's across the street, a little ways up the street, but across. And I said, I'll go sit there, you know, and have a cup of coffee or something. But on the way to the McDonald's, I started singing a song. It was, I don't know if you, it was, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be in my mouth. I was singing that my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, for he has done marvelous things. And I didn't even realize I was singing it. When I got in the store, I got my coffee and I sat down and I said, I don't know where that song came from. And when it was time to go back to Pep Boys, all of a sudden, the second part of that song just hit me. And I said all the way back to Pep Boys, he has done marvelous things, has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. And when, it's early, I'll forgive my voice. But when I got back there, I said, Lord, what is that about? You know, I said, why did you put that in my heart? I didn't understand it at all. When I got there, I asked them the status of my vehicle, and they said, oh, you're ready. And she gave me the key. I never forget it. I'm standing at the counter. She gave me the key. She signed a paper. She stamped a receipt to it, and she gave it to me. So I said, okay, I don't have a dime. I said, somebody have to. I asked her, I said, do you all take checks? I'm trying my best to figure out a way to get this done. And she looked me straight in the eye, and she said, oh, no. She says, you don't have to pay anything. She said, there was a recall on your brakes. She said, so we fixed them for free. She said, and as a matter of fact, because of that, we upgraded your brakes, and you don't have to pay a thing. I said, wow. And immediately the Lord took me right to that song. He said, you bless the Lord at all times, and I will perform marvelous things in your life and in others' lives. So I'm telling you on this morning that whatever you speak in Jesus' name, you got the power to perform it. Marvelous things. God said, I will do the miraculous in my name. You can do the miraculous. It's not about us. It's all about the kingdom of God. Miracles, signs, and wonders. He works them through us. And then we work them through others. We display God's power to others that he has done through us. Miracles, signs, and wonders. I pray that something was said today that will cause you to move in God's power, to operate with power so that others can see the glorious, wondrous working power of God in our lives. There are times where I pray, Lord, just help others to see you in me to the point where they say, I want to know that God. That's it. I want to decrease. Don't even let them see me. Let them see you in me. So much so that they just want to know you and not me. Miracles, signs, and wonders. We're in a season, we're in a time now where we need the Holy Spirit, the common denominator, to roam the earth like never before. We need Holy Spirit in our lives, and now is the time. Now is the time. I understand now, Lord. Now is the time for miracles, signs, and wonders. God bless you. God bless everyone on this call. I pray that you have an amazing day. God bless you. Back to you, Apostle Don.
Praise the Lord. I need you to pray. Go ahead and pray.
Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I come to you thanking you for who you are. I come to you thanking you, giving your name praise, because you are God alone. You are the one true living God. You are the all-powerful God. You are the omnipotent God, the omnipresent God, the omniscient God. Father, we come to you. We give you praise on this morning. We thank you for your word on this morning. We thank you, God, for being so good to us, God. We thank you that there is nothing too hard for you. We thank you for life, health, and strength, God. Most importantly, we thank you that you live in us. We thank you that the power of the Holy Ghost is in us. We thank you, Father, for all that you're getting ready to do through us. We thank you for your miracles, signs, and wonders that are going to be produced through us. We thank you for how you're going to use us in this next season. I speak to everyone under the sound of my voice, and I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them will prosper. I declare that greater is he that's within them than he that's within the world. Lord God, I ask right now that you move mightily in their lives, God. You said if we take care of your business, you will take care of ours. So we ask right now, God, that as we go out and do the work of your that you've called us to do, that you handle our business, that you take care of our homes, you take care of our jobs, our finances, Lord God, our health. Keep our minds in perfect peace, God, as long as we keep them stay on you. Father, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you give us power to do, power to do, power to do, and to do it with boldness, and to do it with clarity. Let the world see you in us, God. Father, I ask right now that you, God, only you, live in us and live through us, God. Do not let us become a product of our environment, God. Father, we ask that you use our environment to enhance your kingdom, God, to show the world that what we went through was for the greater good. Father, I ask right now that you show your divine acts through us, God, your miraculous power through us, God, and that you authenticate us with your word, Lord, that you show the world that we are set apart to do your great works. Lord, have your way in us, God. Move by your, let your Holy Spirit fall right now in the name of Iman Sarabahoya, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for those that doubt, for those that were wondering, did you really say this? Did you really want me to do this? Father, I thank you right now that you are confirming now that you have called them, God, to do the miraculous work, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Speak like never before, God. Lord God, show the world who you are through us, God. We avail ourselves to you, God. We are available to you, God. Move how you want to. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do, God, in the miraculous name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for all that you're going to do, God, for the working of miracles that you're going to do through us, God. I say thank you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we speak to the enemy right now. Satan, you have no authority over us. We rebuke you and we plead the blood of Jesus against you. Your weapons, your plans, and your tactics, they all have been canceled in the blood of Jesus. We send you back to whence from whence you came. You have no authority here, so we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You are subject to the Holy Ghost. You are subject to God. So we thank you, Lord, for having reign over our lives, for moving with your power, for having the power to do whatever you ask us to do, God. We thank you and we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. It's in the mighty name. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Hallelujah. God said that he is going to do the miraculous if we just stand and declare. We stand and declare, and he will do what he promised in us. In Jesus' name, I pray, and I give your name all the glory, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, thank you so much, Apostle, Prophet, and Training, Kevin. Truly a blessing, a strong reminder that we are spirit beings. We are spirit beings, and we are to be governed, to be led, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just, you know, praise God for the time is now. The time is now. And how there's such an urgency, you know, in the kingdom of God for us to really manifest his presence, his glory. And so I thank you for that. We have been preserved for such a time as this. I thank you that you said you are the sign, you are the wonder, you are the miracle. And it just reminded me that God is, you know, looking for great manifestation, and that our life, our kingdom life should be filled with daily experiences of the presence and power of God. And was in a worship service yesterday, and, you know, their theme is faith to perform. And God is saying, you know, have faith in me, trust me to perform. I'll perform if you trust me. I'll do it through you if you trust me. I'll show up in the midst of whatever it is you're going through if you'll trust me. That God is ready to perform, and he wants us also to perform in his power, to move in the power of God, move in the name of Jesus, that he's releasing a fresh filling of Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the anointing that destroys the yoke and removes every heavy burden, so that we, the people of God, can perform in your power, in your name. We can move. My God, thank you, Jesus, that our steps are ordered by you, and we have to know that, that even when we find ourselves in uncomfortable situations, when we find ourselves in situations we've never been in before, that we can trust God, that his purposes and his plans are going to be fulfilled in us as we remember that we are the wonder, we are the miracle, we are the sign in the earth. My God, that God is our God, and beside him, there is no other. So I just want to pray into this word, then I'm going to open up. Please respond to this word. Please pray on this morning into this word. I'm just so fired up right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father God, for the release, for the stirring of your spirit. Holy Spirit, I thank you that he is going to manifest in and through our lives, even on today, in such a great way, that he has been positioning us. Thank you, Jesus. You, Lord God, have been positioning us so that we can perform in your name, that we can move in power in your name, in your spirit, Father, because there are people that you want us to reach. There are people that need to see. There are people who are sitting in darkness, and they need to see the light of God shining. They need hope. They need help. Hallelujah. They need healing. They need deliverance. And God, thank you, Jesus. You just want us to show up. You want us to come out of our comfort zones. You want us to come out of complacency. You want us to come out of fear and doubt. And you want us to move, hallelujah, into those places, into those spaces, knowing that you have already gone before us and that the power of God, my Jesus, rests upon us. Paul said that when Satan came, because of the miracles that I saw, because of the wondrous things that I was able to experience in the third heaven with our God, that a thought thorn in the flesh was given to me by Satan to buffet me. And he said, though, that my grace, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you, that I will be perfected in your weakness, my God, because the power of Christ will rest upon us. So I thank you, Father, that as we continue to praise you, as we continue to worship you, Father, that you will fill us and you will fill the atmosphere where we are. Hallelujah. And so I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord God. Manifest your presence, Father, even the more, Lord, in our lives, God. Cause us to trust you like never before. Cause us to walk by faith for real, my God, and not by sight, to not be dismayed or discouraged or in despair or depressed by the things that our natural eyes see happening around us, whether it be in our family, on our jobs, in our schools, in our businesses, in our homes, in our churches, wherever we are, Lord, in our communities, in the streets, in the government, wherever, God, we are. Let us not become dismayed, Father, by what we see with our natural eye, but cause us, Lord, to see with the spiritual eye, to see what it is you're doing, Father God, what you want to do, Lord God, and then how we are to partner with you, to come into agreement with you, that you would be manifested, that your glory would be revealed, because you've already put your word in our hearts, in our minds, God, and in our mouths. And so thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for moving, Father, even through this call on today. Move by your Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You have to take yourself off mute. Amen. Please respond to the word. Pray. Hallelujah. Apostles on the line. Prophets on the line.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for this message this morning. Right on time word. And truly, it just glorifies Jesus. It glorifies the move that God is doing in the earth. And it just really, as I was listening to the man of God share the word, it put me in remembrance that we are in days of God's glory. And so, in moving in the days of God's glory, signs, wonders, and miracles proliferating with us acknowledging and proclaiming the name of Jesus, doing it in his name. My God, we are in his stead. What a beautiful message. I can't wait to listen back to the replay. And so thank you, man of God, for sharing that. Father, we just praise you and bless you, God. We honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father, for your word, Father. We thank you for your mind, God, being revealed, your heart being revealed to us this morning. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, that we are in days of glory. We are in days, Lord God, where the presence and power of Jesus the Christ must be made known. And so we thank you, Lord, for the signs, wonders, and miracles that you are releasing and will perform. God, we thank you, Father, for our sensitivity, Lord God, as the body of Christ. God, that we would, Lord, be ready, stay in a place of readiness, Lord God, to be able to move with you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for attuning our hearts, our eyes, our mouths, our ears, Lord, all of our senses, Father. Let us be acutely and keenly aware, oh God, Father, of how you want to use us, Lord, even this day. But Father, we thank you, God, that the word was released, Lord God, on this day. And Father God, that, Lord, you are granting us, Lord, your divine permission, Father, to act on behalf of your kingdom and on behalf instead, in the stead of Jesus. We will use your name, Lord Jesus, and we praise you for that. Amen.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Hallelujah. ABTI, Kevin. That was great words there. Great words. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Those are the days and the times and the moments where God is releasing his power, his ability, all that he's called forth, all that he's determined, everything that he said we are and shall be and do. It's our season. It's our time. It's our moment that God has already just called forth. You know, in the book of Isaiah, he says, declaring the end from the beginning of the ancient times from that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. And that just so speaks to what you're saying. The pleasure of God is that when we speak his name, when we do what he says to do, when we lift up a praise before him, signs, wonders, miracles start to manifest in our lives. And they and the people around us, they just see the end result of the glory of God that is being released in what we do and what we say. Just going to the store and singing a song of praise and not having anything to accomplish what we're trying to do, and God steps in. God has already determined it. God has already declared it. God has said, these are my people. These are who I am and what I'm going to do in the earth. And we are the product of an end result that God has already declared. And we just have to be walking in such a level of faith to say, I move in signs. I move in wonders. I am a miracle person because the dunamis power of God rests and resides in me. And God gave me his spirit to make it so. My God, it is such an awakening and it's such a time, glory to God, where we produce, where we walk in declarations and we walk in speaking the word of God. We proclaim what he's already said to us, in us, and then it starts to manifest in and out of us. I just thank you, sir. That was an awakening at 6 a.m. That was like, okay, it's time to get on your horse and move. It is time to stop the moving, walking in mud, and just walking in an undetermined place, and stop walking in a lack, a thing of lack in our own soul, spirits, and bodies. That God, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't have a dime. I don't know how this. But God says, I declare the end from the beginning. And we are in the midst of that declaration. And he is saying to us, everything you need, everything you want, everything you desire, God manifests it, puts it in place, puts it in order, because he said, you are in my hands. I've already declared you. I've already set you in motion. I've already seen the end result. And guess what? The love, we win. We are accomplished. We are victorious. We walk in signs. And people are just sitting there at the wonder of it all, because of the miracles we bestow. God, 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 we just thank you. Awesome message, declaration, and uplifting. And, okay, get yourself ready. Put your shoes on. Hallelujah. And move forward. So pull your socks up. Hallelujah, because we're going to move forward. You know how they say 10 toes down? Now put your boots on. Hallelujah. And we're marching. We are marching in the power and the ability of God. Hallelujah. Because he can and he will. Even when it seems like there's nothing we can do, it's something that he will do. He will make it so. My God. And God is saying, every problem and things that we're going through, I've already seen the end results and you win. Every situation and circumstance, the time is allotted, and we have to go through this process. God said, I already see the end, and you win. You are mine. I called you. Hallelujah. And God is saying, don't lose faith. In other words, don't stop believing in the living God. Don't ever stop saying to yourself, I can't do this. Of course you can't do this, but God will cause it to happen in you. Where you will do this. We will do this. And we have to get out of that mentality, me, myself, and I. God will do this. because faith says, I believe in the Almighty God who created heaven and earth, who sets forth all things into motion, calls the world to turn and the suns and the moons and everything else to be. My God, signs, wonders, and miracles face us every day. We look at the sun, we look up at the sky, we see the birds, the trees, and everything. This is a miraculous creation of God. And he says we are the pinning, what is it, the trophy, the ultimate result, because we're created in his image and his likeness. My God,
amen.
Signs, we are signs. We are the wonder. We are the miraculous manifestation of God in the earth, proclaiming who he is. And we can have what we need and what we want to fulfill what the purpose of God has already said from the beginning. My God, from the beginning, that we walk in signs, we walk in wonders. We are the miracle and the miraculous work of God in the earth. Thank you, sir. This is like, okay, let's get it going. let's move in this thing. Let's declare this thing. Let's speak this thing. Hallelujah. Let's move and do, because it's what we do in the land goes to God and does return and void. It accomplished where it's sent. And he spoke to us. He spoke in us. And his word that is in us, resounding in us, resilient in us, causes us to move. And it doesn't come back void. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God. We are a demonstration. I'm sorry, y'all. I just got really excited with this. I'm preaching too much. But that the wonder of God. So, Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, God, that we are set forth to accomplish and to do, perform and fulfill that which God has already released in our lives, and that when we seem like going to hard times, God, you make a way out of no way. When it seems like there's nothing I can do, God causes what is in him to work through us to do what we can't do or we can't see, because he's already declared us to be victorious. And we thank you, Father God, that we move in signs, we move in wonders, we move in miracles. We are who you called us to be. And I just thank you, Father God, and this touch in agreement with your word. I agree with this word. I agree with who we are. We are the called. We are the ones that shall perform miraculous things at his name. Hallelujah. And I see it, know it, and hear it in my own life. And I just say thank you, Father. Thank you, God. And I look forward to more of you and more for everyone else that is on this line. More of God in your lives. More of the manifestation and the miraculous power of God in your lives. Look for it. Ask for it. Declare it. Believe it. Expect it. Hallelujah. I'm a little fired.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It got me going. I'm sorry I've talked too much, but bless you all.
We have a few more minutes. Anyone else want to respond? Praise the Lord.
Yes, good morning. Glory to God. I'm just, this is Minister Olivia. I'm just really grateful for this word, for confirmation and just the igniting of what God has been saying and what God is doing in the earth in this moment. And so I just was reminded of something that the Lord said to me, and he said that you might not see it, but it's there. I'm at a moment where the Lord had been speaking to me that now was the time. He reminded me that you might not see it, but it is there, the manifestation of his glory that we have beheld of him, the beholding glory that is beholding visibility in us. We just thank God that it is there. We may have gone through some things that we have may have not been able to see it in those moments, but the beautiful essence, the beautiful majesty, the beautiful splendor of our Father is there, dwelling on the inside of us. And so I'm just so grateful for this word. And so, Father, we just thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, that you are God, that you are glorious. And I thank you for the manifestation of the glory that is in us, God. I thank you, Father, for what you have disclosed, oh God, in us, that is being revealed. I thank you, God, that as we continue to behold the face of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we are becoming more and more and more like him daily. I thank you, God. Hallelujah.
that being the brightness of his glory, God, the express image of his nature, God, of who he is, Father, of his person. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that it is coming forth, Father. I thank you, God. Even in prayer a few days ago or so, I heard a word I had never heard. It was the word Anatole, and I looked it up, and it's a Greek word. The Lord had been spoken to me, and it means arising. It means a dawn, also connected to a day spring of Jesus arising upon us. And so, Father, I thank you, even as he's arising, oh God, greater upon us now. Arise and shine, for our light has come. I thank you, Father God, Lord, that the sons of God are being revealed at a greater level. We might feel the shaking, we might feel the breaking, but I thank you, God, for what you are breaking forth in us, God, is the glory and the manifestation, Father. I thank you, God, oh Lord, that even as we are breaking forth, oh God, Lord, and we'll begin to walk, oh God, in the miracle signs and wonders at a greater level, I thank you, Lord, that it is only what you are bringing in your right order, hallelujah, because we were always called to walk in the glory of the Lord, ha, we were always called to walk in the glory, and so, Lord, you are only perfecting and bringing into your right order what you have always called us to be as your sons and daughters. I thank you, Father, for the indwelling, for the transformation, and for the manifestation, God, Lord, that we shall see in the earth, God, and what you shall do through these earthen vessels, Father, which you are bringing forth in the earth, God, and I declare today in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, that we shall see it, we shall see a performance in our lives, we shall see a performance in those that you have called us to. We shall see a performance, Father God, in the nations, the regions, and the territories in which you have called us to, Father. And so we just thank you, God, Lord, for this clarion call. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for this mighty igniting, oh God, Lord, just bringing us back into the remembrance of what we have authority to be and what we have authority to do, God. I thank you, Father, that it is your glory that rests upon us, Father, and that we do not, we don't become too common, Father God, with what we will begin to become familiar with, because as the days grow even darker, the light must begin to continue to overcome the darkness, and you can begin to become familiar with the thing. But we thank you, God, that we will not become familiar, oh God, but we will just continue to be in awe, oh Lord, of what you are bringing forth in the earth, God. And so we just thank you, God, for this word. We thank you, oh Lord, just for the reminder. We thank you, Father God, oh Lord, for what you have called us to walk in, to operate in, Lord. We thank you for the honor, Lord, that it shall bring, oh God, you in the earth, and the glory that it shall bring you, Father, just even the creative glory, Lord, that shall be established through our lives, Father God, by being, Lord, who you have already called us to be. So, Father, we thank you, and we just ask, God, Lord, even in all of that, even as you have given us, Lord, the unction and the revelation of it, God, we ask for the wisdom. We ask for the wisdom, Father, because it's the wisdom, Lord, that will be able to bring it forth at an even greater level. And so, Father, we honor you, we glorify you on this day, God, for what is already done in the earth and what we are eternally walking in. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the mighty word of God, man of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father, thank you, Lord, for sealing every word. Thank you, Father God, for sealing every word in our hearts and in our minds, Lord, in our spirits, Father. Thank you for every release, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the man of God. Thank you for your son, apostle, prophet in training, Kevin Wilkins, on this morning. Thank you, Father, for his obedience to you, Lord God, to say what you placed upon his heart and his mind, Lord. Thank you for even illuminating even more in his life, Father, your performance, your presence, Father. Thank you for making every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth, for exalting or raising up every valley and bringing every mountain down low. Thank you, Father God, for going before him, even on this day, Lord God, and just causing him to be that sign and wonder every place he enters in. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for showing him great and mighty things that he knows not of. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For all that you're doing in and through him, in Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Apostle, Prophet, and Training, Kevin. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you, man of God, and everyone that has released on today. Thank you, and everyone that's on the line, and those, again, that will listen to the podcast on today. Amen. Apostle, Prophet, Kevin, did you want to say any last words?
No, God bless you, Apostle. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I am excited about what the Lord is getting ready to do through us.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.